It was a bright, sunny day. The weather was beautiful. And November 22nd, Air Force One arrives at Dallas Love Field at 11:40 a.m. President Kennedy and the First Lady board a 1961 Lincoln Continental convertible limousine. And they're on their way to travel to a luncheon at the Dallas Trade Mart. The motorcade's meandering 10-mile route through Dallas was designed to give Kennedy full exposure to all the crowds by passing through a suburban section of Dallas and Main Street in downtown before turning right on Houston Street. After another block, the motorcade was to turn left onto Elm Street, as in a nightmare on Elm Street, and passed through Dealey Plaza and travel a short segment of the Stemmons Freeway to the trademark. Now, the planned route had been reported in newspapers several days in advance, despite concerns about hostile protesters. Kennedy's United Nations ambassador, Adlai Stevenson, had been spat on in Dallas a month earlier. Kennedy was greeted warmly by enthusiastic crowds. Kennedy's limousine entered Dealey Plaza at 12:30 p.m., just after lunch. And this is Central Standard Time. Neely Connolly turned and commented to Kennedy, who was sitting behind her, "Mr. President, they can't make you believe now that there are not some in Dallas who love and appreciate you, can they?" Kennedy's reply, "No, they sure can't," were his last words. From Houston Street, the limousine made the planned left turn onto Elm, passing the Texas School Book Depository. As it continued down the nightmare on Elm Street, multiple shots were fired. About 80% of the witnesses recalled hearing three shots. The Warren Commission, and we'll get into that later, concluded that three shots were fired and noted that most witnesses recalled that the second and third shots were bunched together. Within 1 second of each other, Governor Connally and Mrs. Kennedy turned abruptly from their left to their right. Connally, an experienced hunter, immediately recognized the sound as that of rifle and turned his head and torso rightward, noting nothing unusual behind him. He testified that he could not see Kennedy, so he started to turn toward again, turning his right to his left, and that when his head was facing about 20 degrees left of center, he was struck in his upper right back by a shot he did not hear, then shouted, "My God! They're going to kill us all." As the limousine passed the grassy knoll, Kennedy was struck a second time by a fatal shot to his head. Pow! Blood spattering everywhere. The Warren Commission made no finding as to whether this was the second, third bullet, or maybe even some others, and concluded, as did the HSCA, that the second shot to strike Kennedy entered the rear of his head. It then passed in fragments through his skull, creating a large, roughly ovular hole in the rear right side of his head and spraying blood and fragments. His brain and blood spatter landed as far as the following Secret Service car and the motorcycle officers. Now, the aftermath of this incident still ripples in our society today. Movies have been made about it. Articles have been written about it. Conspiracy theories have been talked about it. And we can get into all that in future podcasts. But today, what we'd like to talk about and what we'd like to raise the conscious awareness in the public eye of is that this was a very public incident, a very brutal incident, one that was to send messages to those that were going to oppose the establishment, They were making a statement. You go against us, and this too could happen to you. Kennedy was not the first. Lincoln was a public assassination meant to be public in the public's eye. You go against us, this happens to you. Julius Caesar, et tu, Brute, very public. These are meant to send shockwaves. They are psyops, tools to the mass public. Who controls the media? I mean, we all know this, right? Who controls the media? Okay, then. These incidents are meant to send rippled effects down the media and give the media talking points to let everyone know. You can go that route. You can follow that course. But this could happen to you. If you are hearing this message, then you are now part of the cause. Join our newsletter now, UnitedStatesNation.us. Okay, now we'll get into how all of this relates to Trump being a psyop in a moment. But first, I want to ask you guys a question. You ever save up money for something you really, really wanted, whether it be a car, a house, a ring, a necklace, an object, a trip, anything you may have saved money for? And let's say, you know, you live with some family members and you did not want them to know about this. So you didn't put it in the standard place. You didn't put it in your bank account. You didn't put it there, here, nor there. You just kind of tucked it away somewhere. And if you've done this, okay. If not, maybe you just did tuck it in the bank, but either way, you didn't tell anyone about it, right? You're saving for something you want. And while you're saving, a lot of time goes by. You're only putting away, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there. You want to get to where you want so you can get what it is you want to get. Is this ringing a bell with anybody? Okay, great. So you finally, after months, years, sometimes decades, save up what you want. You go out and purchase this item. Now, what are you going to do with it? Let's say, to make this conversation easier, it's a car. You've been saving now for a year and a half to just go outright and get you a car. Yeah, you could have put a down payment on it. You would have had a huge amount of debt, and you could have paid it all off, but you didn't want to do all that. You just put enough down to keep your payments low. So you saved for a year and a half to put enough down to keep your payments low where you wanted them. And during the course of that year, you didn't want anyone to know that you were saving up for this car. Not your mom, not your wife, not your daughters, not your sons, not your cousins, not your monkey's uncles, no one. Because you all know that if they knew you had money stashed away, they'd want to borrow some. They're all good people, well-intended. They'll pay it back, right? We all know how that goes, which is why people stash money. As infamously told in a current case that's making laughter everywhere. But regardless, you get your vehicle. Bright, shiny new vehicle. Your favorite color. All the bells and whistles, because let's face it, you saved up a year and a half to get what you wanted. You had it special ordered with your color, the type of radio you wanted, the type of soft top convertible, hard top convertible, back pickup, whatever it is you wanted. You saved up. You got it especially made for you. Interior, leather, custom, everything. Are you going to hide that car? Are you going to hide it? Of course not. You are going to drive it everywhere. You're going to visit friends you haven't seen in forever. You're going to make trips to visit family members you haven't seen in who knows how long. You're going to make extra trips to the store just because you want to. Right? This is what we all do when we get something that really tickles our fancy. We've worked so hard for it, right? Didn't you work very hard to get this car? Of course you're going to go show it off. Of course you want to drive it. Even if you don't want to show it off, you just want to drive it. I mean, that was the whole point of getting it. Sit in those nice leather seats, gripping that steering wheel, feeling the power of that engine behind it. going on those nice long trips, short trips, uphill, downhill, sidewinder trips. Ooh, who can you race? Who can you not race? What can you tow? What can you carry? All the things you wanted to do because you finally now have what you saved up to get to do all the things you wanted to do, right? Of course you're not going to put it away in a garage and keep it hidden from everybody. That would be foolish now, wouldn't it? So back in the McCarthy area, when everyone was raising concerns about a communist takeover, it was all hush, hush, quiet, quiet. But here we are in 2024, and make no mistake, the enemy has a foothold situation in our country that they've had now for a while. They're driving the car. It's their new shiny car, and they want to show it off. Trump is getting in the way. He's not towing the party line. He's not being a good old boy. They're going to use him and are using him and have used him as a psyop, psychological operations against the American people, against the world in general. You do this to us, this will happen to you. Very publicly, very brutally. Make no mistake, 35-45. 35-45. Those that know, know. Look it up if you don't. All right, my friends, there's so much to go into on these topics. We could talk for hours on it. But make no mistake, everything that is happening to Trump is by design. There is no one person involved. There is no two people involved. There are no three people involved. It's not a conspiracy. It's a fact. When you spew hate onto an entity or a person or an organization for so long, people will spawn and do things on their own. That doesn't mean it's a conspiracy. That doesn't mean they're tied to those other people, except for the fact that they're making those decisions based on an outright lie. People that lie in this country, especially the media, need to be held accountable. I will be introducing legislation, and hopefully we can all pass a law together, that if the media lies, they will pay. Not only to those parties directly injured, but to the American people themselves, all 330 plus million of us. And when they start having to pay out of pocket to all of us, we the people, for being lied to, then maybe they will just start reporting with unbiased news, which is all news should be. It should be unbiased. But we don't have that anymore. I call the media the fourth branch of government. I know people like to call the deep state the fourth branch, but no, the media is the fourth branch. The deep state's the fifth branch. Because the media is in your face. It's an active army against you on a daily basis. It's not hiding behind the scenes like the deep state. You know who the media is. You know who all the talking heads are, who are nothing more than useful idiots in China's war against America, and America being the biggest paper tiger right now being laughed at on an international level because we have no new ideas, we have no new leadership. They got the far right regurgitating far right conundrum, and they got the far left regurgitating far left conundrum. And they're only going to follow what's already been done in the EU. The United Nations is presiding over the whole transition of everything. And let's make no mistake, just like the car you bought up and saved for, it's done. They're showing off their new toy, which is why they're not in fear of you talking on all these social media platforms. Why would they? They own them. They're not in fear of you rising up on your platform. If that's all you're going to do, what do they have to fear? That does nothing in the world of legal law. That does nothing with voting. You're just an armchair warrior speaking your opinion. The only way we can win is to overtake the duopoly and monopoly, return the power to we the people, fill the Senate, the Congress, the presidency, all with independence. No ties to nothing. And no, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to happen over a long period of time. We didn't get into this mess overnight. and we're not going to get out of it overnight. But if we keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, then you might as well call yourself insane, because that's the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting to get a different result. So why are you still voting Democrat or Republican?